Many of the travellers were armed. Arya saw daggers and dirks, scythes and axes, and here and there a sword. Some had made clubs from tree limbs or carved knobby staffs. They fingered their weapons and gave lingering looks at the wagons as they rolled by. Yet in the end they let the column pass. 30 was too many, no matter what they had in those wagons.
"Look with your eyes," Sirio had said. "Listen with your ears."
One day a madwoman began to scream at them from the side of the road.
"Fools! They'll kill you, fools!"
She was scarecrow thin, with hollow eyes and bloody feet. The next morning, a sleek merchant on a grey mare reined up by Yorin, and offered to buy his wagons and everything in them for a quarter of their worth. "It's war. They'll take what they want. You'll do better selling to me, my friend." Yorin turned away with a twist of his crooked shoulders and spat. Arya noticed the first grave that same day, a small mound beside the road, dug for a child. A crystal had been set in the soft earth, and Lummi wanted to take it until the bull told him he'd better leave the dead alone. A few leagues farther on, Praed pointed out more graves, a whole row freshly dug. After that, a day hardly passed without one.